Let's start with prayer. Dear Lord God, we're here today and we're here to worship you. Lord God, we love you and want to serve you. We can only do that better if we get in your word and study it and hear from you. Your word is your words. That is what you spoke to us, and that's what we are to use as a guideline to live our lives. So as we come to you right now, I just ask that you would minister to us, speak to us, and just let each one of us gather something out of here that we can take home and use in the days and months and years to come. Let it draw us closer to you. Let us help. Let it be something we can use in our everyday lives to make our walk here on earth better. And just strengthen us. Send your Holy Spirit right now to just touch each and every one of us. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to read a scripture out of Ecclesiastes. And it actually gets almost kind of boring there for a little bit, but bear with me on it. It says, "There is a time for everything, and a season for every activity under the sun. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to uproot. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to tear down, and a time to build. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones, and a time to gather them. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain. A time to search, and a time to give up. A time to keep, and a time to throw away. A time to tear, and a time to mend. A time to be silent, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time for war, and a time for peace." If you take your time and look at this, I'm not sure that it hit just everything that you could possibly hit, but it gives us a pretty definite that everything has a season. No matter what we do, there's a season. And some of the seasons we get into are actually parts of our life where we might do something for a while, then we move on to something else, and we may come back to it. Or you got the seasons like the weather, you know, spring, fall. You got summer, winter. There's a time for everything. So what time is it right now? Well, I'd say most of us are probably going to say it's time to motocross. We're all here at the track. We're waiting to go out on the track, and that's great. There's not a thing wrong with that, and I'm glad we're here to be able to do it. But what else is it time to do? Well, it's springtime right now. So it's time to mow the grass here shortly. It's time to pick up sticks in the yard. Some people, they make spring, their spring cleaning, so it's time to do that. So, there's things that go along with spring. So what about in the world? What are the things that, the seasons that we have for the world right now? What should we be doing? Is it time to help somebody maybe? Is it time to help people in Japan? Is that maybe something that we should be doing right now? Or closer to home? Is there a homeless person that we know that we ought to help? And these are all things that we go through. And you might say, well, I don't know if I'm supposed to do anything. But what about our country? I mean, just think about it. Our country's going through a season right now. We got wars going on in different places. And is it our season to maybe help? Maybe encourage a soldier? Which that's kind of hits close to home for me because my son just went to Afghanistan. But, what is it time to do? Well, what about your family? Let's look at your family life. Is your family life in shambles, or is it doing great? Is it time to maybe do something? Or Our kids, are they out of control? Is it time to do something with them? I used to try to rein mine in. That was kind of tough. But he learned. But you know, there's all these things that it may be time to do. So when you stand there and you look in the mirror, do you like the person that you're looking at? If you like that person, then it's good. That's great. But a lot of us look in the mirror and see ourselves and we go, you know, there's a lot of things about myself that ought to be changing. You know, I don't like this about myself. I don't like that. And I'm not going to bore you with all the things that, you know, even so I'm the guy that's standing up here giving the word, I still have struggles just like everybody else here. And there's things that I do, I wish I didn't do. So when I look in the mirror, is it time for me to do something different? Well, only I know that. And when you look in the mirror, is it time for you to do something different? I can't tell you that. Only you can. Now, I could do a little test here. If every one of you was to close their eyes and just contemplate just for a minute and go, what is there that I should be doing? I guarantee you, every one of us would have something that comes into their mind that they wish they'd either fix or change or do different or get out of, get into. There is something that we would all want to change. And some of it may just be everyday stuff. Heck, you may just want to polish your shoes for all I know. But it might be more important than that. Because we don't know how long we're going to be here on this earth. And some of the decisions that we need to make are pretty critical. Now, what about serving Jesus? You know, a lot of us sitting right here, we know Jesus is our Lord and Savior. We know that He went to the cross and died for us. And we believe that. And because of that, He paid for our sins and we can go to heaven. Which, that's great, but that's future. You know, that's down the road. The heaven part, at least, I hope. I'm hoping we'll be here for a little while yet. But it also helps you here in the every right now. You know, it's kind of like if your neighbor's kid comes to you and asks for something, you'll probably help him, but you only help him to a point. If your own kid comes to you, you're going to help him just as much as you possibly can. Well, it's the same thing with God. You know, the Bible says if we receive Jesus as our Savior, that we become children of God. All of a sudden, we're God's kids. Well, He's going to want to do everything in His power to help us. Some of it may not seem like help. I mean, there's some things we go through where it's like, man, why'd I got to go through this? And it ain't fun, and it hurts. But there's a scripture that I want to read. You know, it says in Romans 8:28, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. In other words, everything that we're going through has a reason. Now, yesterday, you know, I attended a funeral, and this mom died of cancer. And it's really, really hard for me to find a reason in this why somebody should have to die of cancer. I mean, that's a hard thing. You're like, you know, why would God do that? Well, I don't know. I just have to, on faith, believe what this verse says, you know, that there is a purpose for everything that He does. Like when my mom passed away from cancer, I think it was like 3 years ago, one of the reasons that she laid there and it took her so long to go home to be with the Lord, I firmly believe, was to help my dad deal with it. Because if God would have just took her in an instant, it would have crushed him. And this is just my line of thinking here. This ain't God telling me this. It's just what I felt was going on at the time. And I mean, it got to the point where my dad was praying, you know, God, please take her home because she's suffering. Where if 6 months earlier, it would have just totally crushed him if she died. That's just one of those things that's hard to understand. But we kind of got off on a little bit of a bunny trail here. But what is it in your life that you want to change? Well, hopefully, if you don't know Jesus, and if you feel something in your heart right now, like you ought to make a change, like that might be something that you want to do. I want to read a scripture for you. It's my favorite one. Those of you who know me have probably heard me read this 100 times. But here's what you need to do if you feel like it's time to come to Jesus. It says in Romans that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. It doesn't say you might, you could, you ought to. No, it says you will be saved. And it goes on and says, for it is with your heart that you believe and are justified. It is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. And all it's talking about there is, if you make a decision for Jesus, it is so exciting that you're going to tell people about it. You're going to share it with other people. It's not something that you just do and hide away and nobody ever knows. You know. So it's probably something you're going to want to share. It goes on, as the scripture says, anyone who trusts in him will never be put to shame. So when we're sitting there trying to figure out what it is time for to do, let's get real serious about it. Because, and this sounds really bad, but I got that big truck theory. What if I step off the curb in front of one? I don't get another chance. And that sounds really strong. And I'm not trying to scare anybody. It's not the point. It's just, we just don't know. You know, here today, gone tomorrow. The Bible says we're like a vapor. It's just, woof, we're out. You know, we're gone. So, when you go home tonight, stand in front of the mirror, look at it, and go, hey, is there something I need to change? And then make those changes. If it's Jesus, that's great. But if you already got Jesus, shoot, every one of us got stuff that we still need to fix, like I said earlier. And just take a step forward and start doing that. Because God is our helper, and he will help us. And if we really seek him, we will find him, the Bible says. So all we got to do is just seek him, and he will help us through those things. And with that, I'd like to close. Let's pray. Father God, you're such an awesome God. It's beyond me to understand how everything works. But you ask us to do things, and then you turn right around and give us the power and the strength to do it. Because on our own, we can't do it. But you're just like a regular dad. You know, when our children come to us, and ask for, well, we want them to ask for stuff. We're not just going to hand them stuff. It's the same way you want us to come to you. And you have our best in mind, and you will take care of us. So for those of the people that are here this morning and already know Jesus, point out the things to them that they may need to address. What it is time to do right now for them. And then for those of them that don't know Jesus yet, I hope you tug on their heart and just draw them to you, to where they might want to make that decision, or at least find out more about it, on what it really means and what it is. Because you can't make a good decision if you don't fully understand it. You got to understand it. We just thank you so much for that, Lord. Lord, like we said at the beginning, it is time to race also this morning. This is your day, and we thank you for it. We love the sunshine. We kind of put up with the wind, but that's part of it also. We deal with it. Lord, keep us safe. Let us enjoy ourselves. Have a good time. Let us go out there on and off the track. Be sportsmanlike. And just keep us in one piece, Lord. And we want to do it all for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.